FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It is October 23rd, 2017. Well, we're getting to the end of the year. End of the year, for some reason, most of you out there, myself included, start doing your financial planning. And you do it for the year before, not for the year ahead. And that probably is a big mistake. Oh, and I would be remiss not to tell you to email us at kl@kerrylutz.com, kl@kerrylutz.com. Hey, don't forget, we're having this webinar with Greg Mannarino, myself, talking about Bitcoin commodity cycle, and we've got Amerigo Copper. It's going to be on the show as well. That's coming up on November 1st. We'll have the announcement posted on the site. And for now, let's talk about this concept of planning, real estate, what entrepreneurs do wrong. I've got Alex Goldstein with me now. Alex, you are an author, real estate agent, and investor, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kerry. It's great to be here. Thanks so much.
Hey, so when we're talking about real estate, I guess like anything else, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And you encounter a lot of people who don't do it the right way, don't you?
Yeah, that's correct. I think a lot of people are making decisions without really planning ahead and giving it the proper care that it deserves. And it's a little crazy because real estate represents the largest financial decision that most people make. So you'd think that they would lay a better foundation, but they really don't. And that leads to people potentially making some very significant mistakes that can cost them a lot of money.
Yeah. So what are those mistakes and how do you avoid them?
Well, there's probably a million ways to go wrong in real estate. And I think that's why it's important to be working with someone who knows what they're doing. But just from a fundamental standpoint, you want your real estate to fit into the context of your larger financial plan. And a problem that a lot of people have is they keep it separate in their mind as if there's this, you know, second bucket of money that real estate comes from that's totally distinct from their holdings in, you know, stocks, commodities, bonds, cryptocurrencies, whatever the other assets might be. And so I think that the key thing is to include real estate in your financial plan and look at it as part of that, and to be assessing your goals in real estate in the context of your overall financial plan and your current financial position.
Mm-hmm. So obviously that calls for some type of assessment, personal assessment here.
Yeah, you know, you can't look at it in a vacuum. So for instance, if you're planning to make a purchase on a personal residence, for a lot of people, they're wondering, well, how much can I afford? Now, assuming that you're not just going to borrow with reckless abandon, determining what's the right amount to be spending on your real estate depends on other factors. You know, it depends on what is happening with your income. Is your income likely to be flat? Do you think you're going to be experiencing some significant increases in your income in the short term? You know, things like that can be very important to determining whether it makes sense to stretch for a home or to be very conservative in that. And similarly with an investment, you know, there is no single greatest real estate investment. What might be an excellent investment for one person isn't necessarily a good fit for the other. And it has to do with where they are in life, how much money they have, what's their risk tolerance, and what kind of liquidity do they need. So these are all factors that most people tend not to look at very carefully before they start writing big checks and signing contracts.
So what are we talking about? Income producing property, residential property, or both?
All of it. Whether you're going to be buying something for yourself or whether you're buying it as an investment, it still needs to be part of the bigger plan. And you need to understand your plan before you get to the real estate component, because things are going to get kind of sticky if your financial plan isn't well-baked and you start making decisions that involve hundreds of thousands or in many cases, millions of dollars.
Yeah. So where do you start? Where's the logical place to start?
Well, the logical place to start is to look at your current financial position and to sit down with an expert who can help guide you through it. Now, in the case of real estate, I think a reason that it falls through the cracks is that when most people go to their financial planner is really much more knowledgeable and experienced in things like stocks and bonds than they are in real estate. So they don't necessarily have the experience to guide. So it becomes incumbent on the individual to really talk to advisors over a few different areas and try to patch together the advice. Now, in a perfect situation, you have someone who has knowledge of all these realms. So for my clients, even though my area of expertise is real estate, I have considerable experience in finance. And so I will sit down with them and go over their financial picture before we start making significant investments in real estate. And so hopefully wherever your listeners are, that they'll be able to find someone who can do that for them as well.
Mm-hmm. So it's a process, and you really have to consider a lot of factors before you jump, if you will, right?
Yeah, the more time that you spend looking at your overall financial plan and putting your real estate decision into that context, the better off you'll be. And it doesn't have to be perfect, but just thinking this way and shifting the way people approach it can have significant benefits, because a lot of people aren't even asking themselves that question. And I know it sounds crazy, but I've had this conversation with people who have many millions of dollars and they have all kinds of expensive advisors and they just hadn't thought of it before. And we've helped them to capitalize on some significant opportunities and avoid serious mistakes as a result of that.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So do you think real estate belongs in everyone's portfolio or not?
Absolutely not. It depends on where people are financially, you know, and, you know, I think most people can probably benefit from exposure to real estate, but I certainly wouldn't say that everyone, and that's going to depend in great measure on, you know, what's that person's risk tolerance, how much money do they have to work with, and, you know, what kind of liquidity needs do they have over the coming years. And the way I tell people to make real estate decisions is I always say that it's virtually impossible to make a bad real estate decision if it's a long-term real estate decision. Mm-hmm. And so if you're somebody who needs access to funds in the short term, then real estate's probably not the right vehicle for you, because you can wind up in a bad situation. But if you're planning out for, you know, a decade or more, then you're probably leaving money on the table by not being invested in real estate.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, it seems like you say, long-term time is your great friend in real estate investing. It almost bails out everybody if they can get through the lean times. But if you can't get through the lean times, then long-term isn't going to matter, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like the famous economist Keynes said, in the long run, we're all dead. So, you know, it's the difference in time frame is critical, and you want to be able to weather that storm. Now, you know, getting into practical terms here, you know, it really comes down to the financing. Okay. I mean, because if you own property for cash, then you can hang on forever. So the oldest proverb in real estate is there's no bad land, there's only bad debt. And if you keep that in mind and pay attention to the debt side of the equation, then, you know, that can be the what makes or breaks the deal. And great financing can turn a good deal into a great deal, and bad financing can ruin anything.
So something like Airbnb, people, I've heard of this all over the world, Alex, they're buying houses and turning them into Airbnbs. Has that changed the whole notion of investing in real estate?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you have another way to take an asset and monetize it. And before Airbnb, you know, it's not like Airbnb invented vacation rentals, but what they did was they made it much, much easier. And so that has effectively created a new way to monetize property. And that's always a good thing for the value of that property. If you have another way to make money with property, that's only going to help that value. It does also create more competition, though, because, you know, now people can get into properties that maybe they couldn't otherwise afford, and that, you know, can drive up prices. But I think that Airbnb and services like that are here to stay. I don't imagine that they're going to go away. And so that means, you know, this is a permanent change in the way people are going to use and value real estate.
Interesting. Well, everything's always changing. That's the one constant in life, right, is change. So you got a book coming out, and tell us how you get that.
Yes, my latest book is No Nonsense Real Estate, and it covers a lot of the topics that we have discussed, and I think that are hopefully helpful for entrepreneurs, especially as they contemplate, you know, where they're going to be living and working.
All right. Excellent. Well, hey, again, any questions, comments for Alex or myself? Email is kl@carrielutz.com. The Twitter feed's @CarrieLutz. The Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. Alex, thanks so much for coming on the show. Best of luck with the book. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.